taking the things that belong to me. 'Cause why?
We have survived the white man's world and the heart and the torment of it all. We have survived the white man's world, and you know.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's 9:11, wouldn't you know it? And this is the very first part of our Invasion Day 2020 broadcast. Thanks for tuning in to Community Radio 3CR. We're on from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. today, so stick with us on this very special day for Aboriginal people, our day to remember, and for all of our ancestors who spilt their blood defending this country from undeclared war and a secret invasion, and we're still suffering as a result of all of those things not being recognised, not being dealt with properly. Anyway, we had a dawn service this morning, at dawn, obviously, and it was attended by a large number of people, probably 500 people, of my guesstimate. And it was really well done. It was a really solemn affair. Because after all, you know, it's like our Anzac Day, January 26th. It's when things change for our people in our country. You know, we had a socially organised society for such a long time, sustainable. Our laws, our ways of life, our belief system was unbreakable, still is. And as we launch into Invasion Day this year, we're taking that message that this is unceded sovereignty in this country. There's no consent. There's no treaties. That's the evidence that there's no consent. And this country still today fails to recognise the precedent, sustainable law that our people hold, the customary law that care took this land, was the guardian over this land, and we were the custodians. That's the real law, folks. That's the real law. And it's not what we have here today, but what I've seen today, things are changing. And thanks for everyone who turned up this morning, made the effort. it's not easy to get into town in the best of days. But be there before the sun rises is an effort, a great commitment, and a great effort for everyone involved. So good on you, Mob. So I'm going to take you through the next day, sort of set the scene for the day. Won't be too rough on you. It's going to be a good day. This is, for me, this 2020 is like, you know, 2020 is a vision. 2020 vision. It's not good vision, but it's vision, right? And what can we do as a people here? And Indigenous people, like I said, we've unceded sovereignty. The law of the land is unceded. So we've got just cause in doing what we're doing here. And what we do need is the non-Aboriginal people supporting us. And we'll tip over this 1% as this criminal element that controls this society, rips it off, plunders everything, and treats us, both societies, like rubbish. Yeah, remember, this country started as a convict penal colony. People shackled, they were brought here, like white slavery was brought here. So we can liberate ourselves from this monster called colonialism and capitalism. I think it's the year, folks. And that's what I'm thinking about, what the 2020 vision is. And where that can happen, there's things happening out there right now, like even the state government's talking about making a treaty. That needs a lot of work. But I think that's the right sentiment. Make peace. Not that I've heard the word being used in the process at the right up to this time. There's no mention of the word peace. And that's divine law, folks. Peace. Peace, healing, harmony, love, and justice for everyone equally. That's what our people enjoyed for so long, and that's why we're so successful as a society. We had healthy people, pristine environment, beautiful food, plenty of medicine for everyone. Didn't have the what's going on today. It's like a nightmare in regards to, in comparing it with the freedoms that our people had. You know, what's going on in this country? We have no place in it, even in our own country. We're the most jailed people on the face of the planet in our own country, would you believe? How do you figure that? Also, the removal rate of our children is, and what that does, you know, the trauma that causes long term. Those things are still happening to our people. And they're crimes against our humanity. You know, I'm saying this country was started from a war, a secret war, that needs to be acknowledged and ended officially. Our sovereignty needs to be acknowledged, recognised officially. And maybe we can get to the point where we can talk about a treaty. I don't think it's really at that point yet. And I don't think it's up to the government to decide what the terms of reference are. And the conditions, because you know, they're largely the criminal element, what we're talking about, why we're having a treaty. We need to remove that element. They can't be dictating the terms as usual. So that's going to change, folks, as far as I'm concerned, and that's going to change this year. You've got to dream, you've got to believe, and you've got to see it, and you've got to create it yourself. You know, there's an old saying, if you want something done, you've got to do it yourself. It's one of the best things you're going to have to rely on at the end of the day. I know it's a bit hard, but that's, if you can do that, you can survive in this world. And that's how where we've come from as Aboriginal people. You know, we've lived on the fringes and managed to survive a pretty horrendous sort of time for the last 250 years. Well, we're going to wind it all up, folks. We're going to create a brand new day for everyone, 2020 vision. That's what it's all about. So stick with us, and we'll take you through a day of... we're going to cross to the rally at 11, and we get the speeches that are coming from there, plus interviews on the street from our roving reporter, Viv Mailo, who'll be doing a lot of that work, and be anchored in the studio by Billabong Beats man Gavin Moore. So stick with us, folks, and I'm sure we're gonna. It's gonna be an enjoyable day today on Radio 3CR, Community Radio. I'm gonna start my little program up with a song by Rebel Diaz. This one's called "The Revolution Has Come." It's 9:18, Community Radio. Time, yeah, especially. Yeah.
It is time.
Rebel Diaz. 22 minutes past nine. We've got our little pre-invasion day broadcast. So sort of setting the scene for today. There's lots of things happening in this country today, including the mob up there, Gawegal, Bidjigal, 250 years of resistance, 9 days of action. From Saturday the 25th of April. Oh, that's coming up. 25th of April. So that's about the when... I think it was either Philip or Cook stepped foot on the land and they shot an Aboriginal person. They actually put a bullet hole through the Gawegal shield. It was been over in the British Museum for a long time, but it's been brought back. But it's an important thing because it's a shield that prevented a bullet, right? And it made the colonisers think about we have to get more some heavy duty machinery here, because these shields were preventing the, or stopping it. Anyway, that's an important time. There's Invasion Day up in Queen's Park in Meanjin, which is another name for Brisbane, on Musgrave Park. Beautiful spot there. It's a real sovereignty park, that place. That's they got a gig starting 10 o'clock, which is about half an hour from now. So if you're up there and you're tuned in, get down there. What's that other one? We've got Forest Place in Boorloo, which is, I think is Sydney. That's 65,000 years of dreaming, 230 years of nightmares. Invasion Day, Forest Place, Boorloo. And that's Armidale, Survival Day 2020. They've got a march and gathering starting at 10 o'clock, rally at the Aboriginal Community Garden, which is Lot 4, Mossman Street. And they're going to march to the Cultural Centre and Armidale. So it's really interesting to see all these regional rallies happening. I think it's a really positive sign for our mob. And it tells me that it's not just Aboriginal people, it's non-Aboriginal people engaging as well. And because it's really been really difficult for our people to have a voice in their own communities. And it does require the support of non-Aboriginal people. And there is a lot of conscientious non-Aboriginal people in this country. You know, I know that for a fact because I've been working with non-Aboriginal people for the last 40 years in the main, because that's where it's at, folks. That's the numbers. That's a game changer for us. We've got Just Cause. We just need the support of the people behind us. And, you know, we'll get rid of, like I said, we'll get rid of the criminal element that controls this country, the 1%ers, whether they're Liberal or Labor. Get rid of them, that controlling establishment there, and you know, we can. This is a land of plenty. It's got plenty of things here and resources to look after everyone. No one needs to be suffering in this country. And Aboriginal people look at it the way, if you've got one person suffering in your community, the whole community's suffering, and it's got to be looked at that way. You know what I mean? It's one sick person in your community, you've got a sick community. And we looked at it like that, we wouldn't have problems in our communities. So make sure you get along today down there. It's at Parliament House at 11 o'clock where the rally starts. And I'm just looking at the dawn service. I've got a feeling it's going to be a massive day, not just for our people, but for this whole country. You know, the time has really come, folks. You know, we can't afford to allow it to continue the way it is. You need to sort out whether this is a invaded land or a settled land, and stop having this argument. You know, surely our fantastic academics out there can explain it to you one time. You know, our people have got a firm about the fact that it's an invaded land. There's no documentation to say it's a settled land. There's no consent, no treaties. So, you know, we need to deal with that if we're going to continue to if we're going to coexist in a reasonable way in the future. Anyway, I'm going to keep playing some music. Before I did, I wanted to read this. This is a document that came out. It was a part of the pay the rent concept, which was created by the National Aboriginal Islander Health Organisation back in the 70s. And this was part of their policy. And it was about saying, pay the rent, you're on Aboriginal land. And through the pay the rent, we could have an alternative rather than going cap in hand to the people who are oppressing us. We had an alternative resource to take care of our most basic health needs and welfare needs. I think we need to go back to that. We need to have independent source of income so we can be self-determining. So that's what the pay the rent concept is about, basically. And I can read a little bit more a little bit later, but I'm going to go for a song. This one's this is a song by Ray Dimakari Dixon. This one's called Ngara Mala, which means guardian of country. It's 28 minutes past 8. You listen to the special Invasion Day broadcast.
When you walk down by the creek, all alone, by yourself, you feel someone watching over you. say ngayo ginyama. Just say burna winikini ngayo muramala. I'm looking after this place, making sure it will always remain. All my children will do the same. Just say nayo inyama. Just say
that's Ray Dimakari Dixon, his song Ngara Mala. And he's telling you his language is a very old language from that country there, from Northern Territory. Worried about what's going on, the fracking that's going on there. And not just there, it's across the top end, talking about fracking and getting gas out of the country now. Yeah, you don't touch that. You don't touch anything like that. Land is sacred, and you start taking oils and gas and things like that, you can expect things to collapse sooner or later down the track. Just the way it is, folks. And you got to take care of things. It's, you know, this country was looked after. It's a beautiful environment for so long, and you know that all changed very dramatically. And that's why we're marching every year, and we call it Invasion Day. And we've got. We're probably the most jailed people on earth in our own country. We've got all these people dying in custody at the hands of police, and people are very ignorant about who we are, and it's all engineered by the institutions. It's indoctrinated race hatred against our people. So what was it all about? They wanted to take this land and steal its riches. It's all about superpower contention, you know, and control and all the resources, resource theft, global power, control. You don't need that, folks. We just share stuff. That's what average people do. That's our law. That's what we're going to reinstitute here. Have it recognised and reinstitute. It's a law of sharing and caring. And you can do that for your country and your people. When you do that, you don't have the problems that we have. Anyway, might learn one day. Slow learning mob, this follows. There's also tonight, after the rally, after the Survival Day concerts, there's a thing called Black Stage. And you can go and get this on the internet. Type in Black Stage, Troy Benjamin. It's on tonight at the Retreat Hotel, which is at 280 Sydney Road, Brunswick. And on tonight is a band called Coloured Stone, Young Warriors, Scott Darlow, Carissa Watts, Monica Caro, Leonie Wyman, Brian Morley, and Brianna Lee. So it's a mad lineup, folks. Coloured Stone. I love Coloured Stone. Young Warriors, they're, you know, recognised bands, and you know, they're doing this voluntary for our mob survival day. I'm going to be emceeing tonight, so you probably get a bit of a commentary on the side as well. Probably, not that 3CR listeners need any more of that, but it'll be a great night. So after a little bit of a come down from all the day, we can all join up and catch up and compare notes at the end of the day at the Retreat Hotel, 280 Sydney Road, Brunswick. That's where I'm going to be hanging out anyway. I don't know how long I'm going to last. You know, I started off early this morning, so I don't know how long I'm going to go. Still got the rally to go and the concert. So, mad day, folks. Get amongst it. Enjoy it. And see, make sure you're there at the steps of Parliament. There's going to be some mad speeches there. And, you know, it's timely what's going on. I'm not too sure who the speakers are. And it's usually a good lineup. And it's at a critical time in the history of this country and the planet. And it'll be interesting to hear what the Aboriginal people got to say. And taking it all in. 250 years down the track, colonialism. It's all cooking the books and banking on banks, ruling the waves and waving the rules. And our people resisted the entire time here. And we are human beings, folks. Our humanity's been denied. So is our very existence. And can you imagine that? Been in jail for 250 years, basically, and been repressed by a foreign bodies and, you know, foreign governments. I just had enough of it. That's game over. And like we say, we haven't ceded our sovereignty, so that's something important, something that we're going to hand on to our generation, that unceded sovereignty, and that's all about their identity, their culture, and their fighting spirit of their ancestors. The ones who spilt their blood defending this land. Not one monument in this country to that effect. And it wasn't the Anzacs who actually died on this country defending it from invasion. It was our blood. Anyway, we've arrived here at 2020. It's 2020, 250 years since our world changed. We finally arrived. There's a song by Mal Power off his new album, Blue Lotus.
Hey!
Grace in the flow, illuminate like city lights. Like I live for this moment, I rose to this life. Light flashing, pictures of grand stage arenas. Went to a believer, this has never been Marilla. Picked out this vision from a moment in my dream. Took scripts of Paulo Coelho, alchemy can be real. A fugitive of my past, living life on the run. Sacrifice what I am for what I'm about to become. In a birth of this moment, the only opponent, my mind. We going down to the wire, put it all on the line. With every fiber of my being, I come to claim what is mine. In my race against time, it's my will to survive. I'm inspired more than ever to keep dreams alive. The criticism has no value, so I pay them no mind. And if the divine can take the time to turn water to wine, then I can take the time to turn my darkness to light.
I've took the time for many days and many nights. I've seen the sun dance with the goddess of night. Yes, I know. I'm finally found. Yes, I'm here. The sun has arrived.
From the closed prison cells manifested this mind. The plans were of God, a grand organized design. It's something cosmic when rhyme captures time. The past and the present defining each line. In the universal state, possibilities awake. Those who don't awake, greatness will forsake. Put faith in all mistakes, aligning with the great. The only question worth asking, do I have what it takes? Every day is savage, battling challenges. May passion be the catalyst to resurrect the Lazarus. The hustle is deep in this complex labyrinth. Just trying to survive brings a whole new madness. Maybe this is vanity confused with shine. Maybe too complex to be put into rhyme. The only thing we know for sure, we expire in time. So what will be the story that you leave behind?
Yeah, off the new album, Blue Lotus. That's out now. You can get a copy of that. I really like that song, Arrived. And that's what we have done, folks. We're Arrived. It's an incredible story of resistance and survival for Aboriginal people in this country. Not that many people know. And people didn't know much about the gravity of, or the dimension, or the magnitude of crime scene Australia. They don't realise. I think once people did know, they'd be more inclined to support us. Because people are good people in this country. I know that. I work with them every day. And it's just what, once people are aware, things will change. This country's been indoctrinated by race hatred, denialism, lies. Its foundations are these things. The institutions promote lies. My grandchildren are talking to me about Captain Cook discovering us. And he wasn't a captain for a start, and he didn't discover us, right? Yeah, but they're still teaching that in the curriculum in the schools. So the whole history is teaching kids to have this sort of concepts about who we are, you know. And we're usually one person in these classrooms. I'm totally outnumbered. We've got the system against us, including the teachers. That's got to change. You don't think things aren't going to change until the education changes for a start. We know that. It's fundamental. Our truth and education come together. And they're both powerful weapons, folks. It could be good or bad, using good or bad ways. But truth, something else. It's such a powerful weapon. It may hurt, but it always heals. And this is the land of the liar and the home of the thief, where the judge is a pedophile and so is the priest. The cops are the gangsters, and the gangsters' police. How you can do better, Oz? It's not a convict penal colony no more. Not White Australia only. Come on. Get with the program here. We've got first law here. First in law, best in law. Any lawyer worth their salt would understand that. Do people understand the word jurisdiction, consent, things like that? Seems they have a sort of a denialism, like a selective amnesia or willful blindness when it comes to the rights of Aboriginal people in this country. The whole premise is based on that we're not worthy. We're not even human. We need to be civilised and Christianised. This is the promises that they promised our people, that they're going to Christianise us and civilise. Well, where is it? We ain't seen it yet. Come on, you've got to do better than that. Anyway, this bill's accruing. It's called the rent. This is our land, our law. People should justify their occupation if you feel that's right for you. And that does create a relationship with the original people. You know, we don't have to be going to the oppressors to maintain, you know, keep ourselves alive, to exist. You know, it doesn't work, as you can see. There's no good intent, no good faith there anyway. You know, so we're gonna change all that paradigm or that situation. We're gonna change it, and we're gonna change it by the conscientious people in this country supporting Aboriginal people in a practical and real way. And we've come up, this policy that called Pay the Rent was created by non-Aboriginal people back in the day, elders, who were going to use the Pay the Rent to take care of their basic and fundamental health and welfare needs and had that in their communities, that communities could control and run themselves and empower them, self-determining, all of the principles of sovereignty. And that's what the thing was about. And we want to honour our ancestors and elders who put that together for us. It's such a logical and practical way of supporting Aboriginal people. It's minimal. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. There's other ways of, if you want to contribute, you can contribute other ways. Or you can just do a monetary thing. And there's always been an issue about where that goes and how it's managed And the things that we're talking about and what we're establishing now is a thing called the sovereign body with the corporate arm, where the integrity of the sovereign body doesn't get affected, but we get the benefits of the corporate world and how that operates as well. But the corporate arm is not, you know, they're not the authority. The CEO is just a servant and a technician, not nothing special. All right, so they can be removed. They're detachable. They're expendable. So it's going to turn the tide on the corporations. They're not the families. They don't represent the tribes or anybody other than themselves. Bottom line stuff. Become a And the organisations have become appendages of the state, as we can all see, because they're carrying out the agendas of the state, you know, of the state. And then it's a different agenda of the community. Anyway, I'm looking forward to today. I think it's going to be a mad day today. It's a real game changer for me. I think even just our people surviving to 2020 is a victory in itself, folks. So you're proud of yourself. You're more physically proud of your ancestors who've got us here with this unceded sovereignty and this pride that we do have. You know, up against all odds, we have survived, folks. I've got to play this song. This is just fundamental, this song to today. And it's a song by Juice Media. It's called Australia Day.
Good day, mate. This is Rap News on your radio waves, reporting today on that distant Australian state, where on the 26th of January they annually celebrate a date that they denominate Australia Day. But much as in the US of A with Columbus Day or Canada Day in Canada A, each year a debate takes place as to the way societies built on colonial occupation should celebrate the genesis of their cherished nation. So today we have an Australian correspondent from Channel 9. Can you hear me, Ken Oathcan?
Ken Oathcan, here you go. I'm reporting from Australia, aye. Coming live. Providing facts on this amazing day when we take a national holiday off from hard yakka and celebrate with barbies, beer and char tucker, mates, Eskies, Sheilas, the torpedo, Vegemite, miners, Tony Abbott, short speedos. What exactly are you celebrating? I'll tell you, Robbo. But first, before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional robbers of this land. Do you like what we've done with the place? Ain't it grand? Yeah, it all started here in 1788 after Captain Cook discovered this pristine real estate. We were straight aliens looking for a place to settle it. We landed in Sydney with the first fleet of 11 ships. It was no one's land, unpopulated, terra nullius. So we built fences, bridges, opera houses and deforested. Made heaps of land for growing lambs. And in time, since that land was ours, we started to mine, mine, mine. And now, regardless of footy team, creed or ethnic persuasion, we celebrate this day as one nation. It seems strange that in order to be a proud Australian, you celebrate a British military occupation.
Eh?
Moving on, Aboriginal people.
Ah, you mean blackfellas.
Are they included in this day?
Get off, yeah.
Then tell us, why they name it Invasion Day and Survival Day? Did it mark the start of war, even genocide, as some say?
Nah.
We had a peaceful settlement, an intervention. Brought those poor natives blankets, medicines. Raised them from the Stone Age, gave them income management, and even tried to smooth their pillows to content them. That's the Australian way. So we now enjoy our conquest and worship this altar of flaming gas with clear consciences. We brought the crown and TB to this land. And aren't it Tim Tams? What more could you want? Well, how about changing Australia Day to a less offensive day?
Such as?
Any other day would be better to celebrate. How about the date Australia was federated?
January 1st, made on that date, we already get wasted.
How about May 27th then? The day when back in 67 Australians voted in a great referendum in which 90% of you said, fair dinkum, Aboriginals are humans too. Let's make them citizens.
Listen, Robbo, Australia Day is here to stay. Christ sakes, mate, we already had Sorry Day. And who are you anyway? Some pommy trying to judge me? If you don't like it here, then get the out of me country.
Australia! Australia!
Australia Day!
Yeah,
coming again to celebrate invasion! Australia Day!
Yeah,
denial is the only way! Refugees, you're screwed if you try to come into Australia!
Yeah!
Ken Oathcan, reporting for Channel 9 from the Lucky Country.
Thank you, Ken. You've helped us all to see why this date and no other has got to be the national holiday, Australia Day. It reflects an honest memory of the first day of systematic robbery and denial of the native sovereignty on which was built this great settler colony. To change the day without acknowledging this, well, wouldn't that simply be massive hypocrisy? Lest we forget, we often say of our brave heroes, but if we take pride in our ancestors' achievements, shouldn't we also recognize their malfeasant ways? Till then, I bid you all happy Amnesia Day.
That's Australia Day, and that's Juice Media Mob. It's 48 minutes past 9 o'clock on Invasion Day 2020. And I've got a very special guest on the line, none other than Chris Tomlins. Are you there, Chris?
Yes. Oh,
hello, brother. How are you going? Good morning to you. Thanks for coming on, eh?
Oh, thank you for being on.
Now, you're up in Canberra, you're saying, and you've just been to the Dawn service there.
I usually come here to Canberra on these days every year for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And today, we in regards to Australia Day, we went to the Canberra War Memorial.
Yeah, okay, that would have been... That's a new new move, is it, or what? Is that something new that they've done there?
Well, it's this Invasion Day, and this is when the invasion first happened on this day. So they say, like, the country was invaded, and we're there to pay our respect to... Like, I'm from the centre, and we are the last hit. You're from the east coast. You were hit long before us. But to pay our respect to the hundreds and thousands that died and suffered defending what was the invaders, some other invaders called Australia. And we're paying our respects to that. It's a day of mourning for us because the invasion is an invasion of our country. And we paid our respects today. We thought, well, it is a day of mourning where this country was invaded and a lot of people have died. And we want that to be recognised and to be a part of the Australian identity. You know, like they have their Dawn service for their heroes and soldiers, and we want a Dawn service and that on this day for our people.
I think it's a great idea. I just come from the Dawn service down here. We had the old Camp Sovereignty site. They call it King's Domain down here, but it's right next to the Anzac business and all that sort of stuff. But so how did the War Memorial crew take your presence there today?
Well, we was up there about five, and we just had a couple of securities that we weren't allowed to put any banners up, but it's a public space, and we didn't have any issues surrounding it except that.
Okay, I can sort of see that becoming a regular thing. It's the perfect way to start Invasion Day for me is to acknowledge our ancestors who died defending this land from invasion, and to acknowledge them and remember, you know, at least. Lest we forget those people who died defending this land from invasion, spilt their blood all over it, and it's still unrecognised. So good on you, mob. So after that, what's the plan today? You got anything, a rally planned or in the march?
The young mob from here, the Ngunnawal youth action mob, they holding a gathering in Veteran Square or here in Canberra.
Yep.
And that starts around 11 o'clock, and I'm going to head up that way to... have a chat with them. Bradley is the coordinator for it, and when I get there, they'll be around 11 o'clock, and we'll see how things work out from there then.
Oh, hopefully we can even cross again to you later that time, because Viv's going to be in the studio we're going to have someone in the studio all day today, so we'll be looking to cross to certain places around the country. So it'd be great if we can go to Canberra again later today. Be mad, Chris.
Yeah, that'd be great. Then we can read out a bit of a speech in regards to everything when we get there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Good time then, and we'll catch up.
All right, mate. Well, give my regards to all the mob up there and tell them congratulations on surviving until 2020, and I hope that they have a great day today, all of you.
Yeah.
And it's very important that place there, Canberra, for us, you know, it's a place that united our people in a big way. The embassy, it was telling our story. That was our voice for a long time there.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see that still going, bros.
Yeah, we want that recognised, and it just doesn't end today. You know, the invasion happened, and the first bullet fired by Cook was in April. That's about 88 days from today. And the 2020 vision is to end this war.
Yeah.
To end everything and for us at the end of the day to sit with both eyes and walk together. But ending the war is our agenda for April. And
I think it's the main agenda. The war's got to end before you can sit down and negotiate anything. It's got to be an end of hostilities.
We know that the invasion is today, and in April, that's where we're going to end the first shot.
Right, deadly. Hey, deadly. And this is the day that the First Fleet entered Botany Bay, January 26th. 1788, but it didn't start there. It started in 1770 with Cook, and banks. That was the planned military attack. That's where it all began from. But we'll get to all that, Buzz. It's 250 years of unchecked colonialism here.
Yeah, and we're just walking the road that a lot of people are conscious of, even though we know that a lot of it's built on deceit and lies. That's just the obstacles that we face in our journey towards healing and peace and the return of our country.
Yes, and it's going to come sooner or later. You can't hide the truth for too long. Sooner or later, it'll come out. And that's where we need to deal with that. The quicker we can step there, the better for everyone. And you know, and so good on you, your mob, and we'll try to get back to you a little bit later, Chris.
Yeah, I look forward to it. 11 o'clock.
All right, brother. Deadly, mate.
Bye.
All right, then. See ya. So that's Chris Tomlins, and Chris is from Central Australia, and he's done a lot of work around Pine Gap and stuff like that. So he's a serious activist. He's a beautiful gentleman, Chris, too. And today, like Chris has been up there for a number of years. I remember Chris being there about 5 or 6 years ago at the embassy and putting his stuff out there and around the issues of the unresolved frontier war and all those issues as well. And he's got a little thing called the Desert Pea Organisation. The Desert Peas. About blood being spilled in a desert. It's a Dreamtime story, but it's not similar. It's got it there. Anyway, that's our poppy. That's what we use for a poppy for a Remembrance Day. Anyway, get on to Chris Tomlins. He's online somewhere along the track there. And then he's involved with the rally there today in Canberra, which is always important. We've got to make sure we're at the headquarters here and in their face. And this war's not over yet. There's no treaty, no consent. And I'm going to get Archie Roach to tell you why. Yeah, this is his new album, actually. It's called Tell Me Why, and it's a double album set. Get a copy. This is mad stuff, folks. So we've got 4 minutes of my program to go, and then I think it's be followed by Viv Marlowe with a whole day's coverage of Invasion Day. So we haven't put you all off with my little set-in-the-scene stuff. But here's a song from Archie Roach. This is a title track called Tell Me Why. Why would you destroy a love like that? And why would you destroy a land like this?
There's many great loves in history that we know about. But a tale of two lovers that was told to me make me want to scream and shout. Romeo and Juliet, a love story you won't forget. Tell me why did they destroy your love like that? Tell me why did they do that? Snowball Roach and Ellie Austin said they loved each other well. Oh, and I don't think that they argued often. But somebody broke the spell. Yeah, they broke the spell and broke their heart. Then they drifted far apart. Tell me why did they destroy your love like that? Tell me why did they do that? Well, they tore two hearts apart, left them bleeding all alone. But
left them bleeding all alone. And he threw them in the river, made of stone.
It's Artie Roach, Tell Me Why, part of the Invasion Day broadcast out of Free CR Community Radio. We're going from 9 till 4 o'clock, so stick with us, folks, on this 2020 Invasion Day broadcast. And I'm sure that Gab's got a lot of things planned. He's going to be anchoring it from this side as we do the rally. Viv will be out there doing the Raven Report, and so you're going to get deadly coverage. Same time, you can hear the best. You can hear the best interviews here and you get the best black valley music, bar none. This is a real voice of the community here. And Aboriginal people got their part to play here too. We've had a fantastic relationship with 3CR over the last 40 years. In fact, the entire time it's been around, we've been a part of community radio. It's been such a blessing for us because, you know, all people need an opportunity to express themselves. And if that's, you don't get to do that, it's frustration sets up, you know, like, and people don't know, get to know who you are. But here at Community Radio, we've got 60 different languages coming out of here, and they're all people who are active in their communities and with their issues. So it's a fantastic place, folks. So stick with us through this Invasion Day 2020 broadcast.